We were learning now the sicha of the first sicha of Bamidbor, Chelik Yutches, the 18th volume of Lekuta Sichas, and the sicha is on the pasuk of chapter 3, verse 10. As the sicha, we're going to read it in Yiddish, translate, and explain where explanation is needed. The Rebbe begins in pasuk ves arim ves bonoif tifkoid. So the Torah tells us that you should appoint Aaron and his sons, and they shall safeguard their kehuna, their priesthood, and anyone who is not a kohen who approaches Yumos will be receiving the death penalty. So Rashi explains, it's Rashi Mefaresh, Diverter v'shomru eskiunosom. Rashi explains by putting the eder on the words, and they shall safeguard their priesthood. And explains that what is it referring to? Kabolas domim, which means they're receiving the blood of the animal which was slaughtered for a korban. Uzrike. Zrike is the sprinkling, the throwing of the blood of the korban on the mizbeach, on the altar. Ve'aktore, and setting the specified parts of the korban to put it to be burned on the mizbeach. Rashi continues, ve'avoidois amesurois lakoyhanim, and those other services which was given over to the koyhanim. Thus says, Rashi learned as kunosom meant the avoiders from koyanim. The Bnei says they should safeguard their priesthood, specifically referring to the avoiders, to the services which are being done by the koyanim. Un v'shomru as kunosom mizonidolozin azor tzuton eine from the avoiders. And the Torah tells us very clearly they should safeguard their priesthood. What this means is they should prevent any non-Koyan from performing any of those services. And this is v'shomru eskiunosom. And if a non-Koyan comes and approaches that service, Yumos, he should be put to death. This is the way Rashi understands. And as the Rebbe brings in the footnote, order 4, that this is also the way it's being explained by the Avarvanel and the Sforno, which all of them, they actually learn that the Pasuk is referring to the Avoda, the services which is done by the Koyanim. As the Sforno specifically writes, La'avodas Leviyah, if a non-Koyan comes to the service of the Leviyah or Kehuna, then he should be put to death. In the footnote, the Rebbe adds that the masculine David, he explains Mefarish, that when Rashi says Veshomru, what does it mean? Shetia avoides dafke betahare. That the Koyhanim should do the avoida betahare, which means those special services which have to be done by a Koyan to make sure that the Koyan is doing it in a state of purity. Aval, piruzeloi nirmas afilu berashi. Rashi is not even hinting to such an explanation, and therefore that cannot be simply what Rashi means. Masheenken iveshomru eskiunosom wa gdomer levezora korib yumos sheozin tzodit Rashi lefarit b'mayi hashmira. But the way it's written in the pasuk is first that should guard their priesthood, and this is the introduction that if a non-koyen will do it, will be punished. So then Rashi doesn't have to explain what the guarding is. Obviously, the guarding is something which relates to someone else coming in to do what the Koyhanim and Levim are told to do. According to the Maskele David, it's not referring, the verses are not connected, it's not referring to a non-Koyan coming to do that service. Either way, this is what Rashi learns. Continue inside, the Reven Ezra, the Ben Ezra and this pasuk, and similarly is the Chizkuni, as the Rebbe says in footnote 5, they explain differently. The Rebbe Ezra betayt v'shomru eskiunosom shelo yivoyu lidei paslus. Thus says, the koyanim dafen sich iten, zeyer keune, azei zol nit werden posle keune duchtume. The Ibn Ezra learns that there's nothing to do with that. That other people should not do their service, but rather it's referring to the Koyanim themselves, that they have to make sure that their priesthood doesn't get violated. And they have to make sure to avoid becoming disqualified to carry out their service as Koyanim. This is what Ibn Ezra learned. So we have two explanations. Rashi learns that it's referring to the Vishomru, the safeguarding, means that they have to make sure that only they are the ones who are doing it. The Ibn Ezra learns that they have to make sure that they don't become disqualified from doing it by becoming impure, etc. Dafen verstehen, von wann nimmt Rashi zu teitschen dem Wort kuhnosom, nicht kepschutoi, die kehune allein kepirush Ibn Ezra. The Rebbe's question is, why does Rashi accept that the word kehunosom, the priesthood, refers not to the Kohanim, not to the Kohanim themselves, like the Rebbe Ezra says? They have to make sure that they don't become disqualified, but rather, as Rashi learns, that it's referring to that you make sure that they are the ones who are doing the service. Seemingly, that it's more obvious in the reading of the verse, it is more simple cementing in the reading of the verse, that what the Pasuk is referring to is like the Ibn Ezra, that you shouldn't allow disqualify yourself from becoming and servicing as a Kohen, from enabling to do your work. And in our footnote, he says that when it comes in Parshas Koyach, Dir the Torah says also, Ve'ato b'necho itoch tishmeru es kuhunaschem, you should safeguard your priesthood. And it continues, Lechol Dvar HaMizbeach. So it's specifically reading clearly that what should you safeguard? What should you make sure? You should make sure that you are able to do everything what you are required to do as a Kohen. So there clearly it says, Lechol Dvar HaMizbeach. So it's the Torah in Parshas Koyach tells you that you should make sure that whatever has to be done to the Mizbeach, any service, it should be you and no one else. V'azor akoriv yumos, a non-Koyen, should die, which is mentioned also in Parshas Koyach. So the Torah specifies us that it has to do with the Mizbeach, with the services. But in our verse, in this Parsha, which it just says Veshomrus Kiunosom, so the simple reading of Kiunosom seems more mid Ibn Ezra that it means that the Kohanim have to make sure that they don't become disqualified from doing that service. There is a possibility to assume that the reason Rashi writes it has to do with the continuation of the verse, but the Rebbe is also going to reject that possible explanation. Let's see inside. Mikenit zogin as Rashi's echrech is from the siyum apasik v'azor akorev yumos was red wegen azor was tut eine von der avoide sakoyanim. That the reason Rashi learns that it means the services is because later the verse continues that any non-koyen who approaches should be put to death. And obviously this is talking about a non-Koyen who performs a service of any of the korbanos or whatever of the korbanos services on the Mizbeach. And therefore, since this is what the verse continues, is muchach, as oichin atchol asakosuv, retzev egin avoid asakoyanim. And therefore, this implies that even the beginning of the verse, when it says you should safeguard your priesthood, what is it speaking about? Also about the priestly service. Just like the end of the verse talks about the priestly service. However, the Rebbe says this is not enough a reason to explain that why Rashi, that that's why Rashi says it. Why? Weil Eberzei wollte Rashi in sein Dibur am Maschil, Masi geben euch die Wörter von Siyum Aposik oder Lechol Apoche sie im Rames geben durch ein Wort wie Goyme. Because if that would have been Rashi's proof to explain the way he explained, then Rashi would also copy in the beginning when he quotes the pasuk which he's about to explain, so he would also quote the conclusion of the pasuk which says vazora korev yumos, or at least write the word vegoima, which means etc., and then we would understand that Rashi is actually proving his idea from that end of the verse. But Rashi doesn't do it. So that cannot be the reason. So we need to have another reason to understand how did Rashi take that it's referring to the services of the Kayanim. Why Take is it not the reason? So the Rebbe says simply, the Tam Favos is Take, it can echref when the Siyum Apostik is Pashut. But we can Zogin, as Vazora Korev Yumos is not Kainem Shechoinye from Vishom Rescue Nosom, Nos is a Zweiterinyan. In truth, says the Rebbe, the pasuk's conclusion does not support this explanation, because when it says Ve'azora korev yumos, that any foreigner, any non-Koyen who approaches the service should die, is clearly nothing to do with the first part of the verse. The first part which it says Ve'shomru eskiunosom deshit sevgad their priesthood is a separate discussion from what it says Ve'azora korev yumos. And it's possibly making a different point. A zweiterinyan. It's all different point. And therefore, that is not enough for a reason to tell us that why Rashi learns that safeguarding your priesthood is referring to the Avodah. So this is question number one. Question number one is, where did Rashi take it? And why does Rashi learn like that? Question number two, he says, Oir dafen verstehen, we also need to clarify. Favos is Rashi matik in the Dibura maschil, Oir diverter veshomru es. Why in the Eder, Rashi also quotes the words, they shall safeguard. Sim unir abay nugen sich nie zum matik sein, nor dem Wort, welches mefarish ki unasam. And he's not satisfied with quoting just the words, they are priesthood. In other words, he's explaining what priesthood means, the services that Rashi mentions. So why does he have to add in the Eder also the word Veshomru if he seemingly doesn't explain anything about that guarding? He's only explaining what the priesthood is referring to, the specific services of the priesthood. He continues Seif Beis, the second Seif. Learning the Pirush Rashi, Kum tois ba'ashkofa rishoino, as kabolas domim vezrike ve'aktore, zelen dugmois protiois from the avoidois amesures lakoyanim. When you study Rashi simply, and Rashi quotes and mentions three different services that you have to protect just for the Kohanim, so it seems that he mentions these three services, receiving the blood, sprinkling the blood, and burning the different parts, is just examples of services which are to be done by the Koyanim. An example. But if that's the pshat, the Rebbe asked three questions. If this are you going to learn Rashi, is not moving. Question number one. Rashi goes into a lengthy discussion. He elaborates on these three services. And this is questionable. And the Rebbe breaks the question into three points. Aleph, to levos dav Rashi bechlal bring in dugmois. Why is it necessary for Rashi at all to bring examples of priestly services? Erot gidav zogen bekitzer. Avoidois amesureis lakoyanim. He would have said shortly that what is that you should safeguard your priesthood? You should protect the services which were entrusted to the Kohanim. without mentioning specific examples. Beis, Eipzul, Shoylazan, the Avedes, Farkabolas Domim, Pastoch, Licheuda, the Loshen, Mikabolo, the Eilech, Avedois, Amesures, Lakoyani. If Rashi's interest is to exclude any services which is prior to receiving the blood, in other words, when it comes to the korban, the first act, for example, is shchita, slaughtering the korban. Slaughtering doesn't have to be done necessarily by a kohen. As the halacha says, shchita ksheira bezar, even a non-kohen is allowed to slaughter a korban. It can even be done by tumah. So perhaps maybe Rashi comes to exclude that those steps prior to receiving the blood of the slaughtering, that can be done also by non-kohenim. So Rashi could have write the way he writes actually in Chumash Vayikra. He says, "Mikabole ve'elech mitzvah skeuna," that from the service of receiving the blood and onward, this is specifically entrusted to Koyanim. You want to exclude anything prior to it, so just write those words. Why does he have to use, again, all these examples? Gimel, third part of this question is, Ebrashi daf yom efarid an dugmois, favos epes drei dugmois. If Rashi finds for some reason necessary to bring examples, so why does he mention three examples? There is other cases which are also included in the service of the Kohanim necessarily. So this is question number one, which is broken down into three parts. The question is about the reason that Rashi elaborates about what type of services we are expecting the Kohanim to safeguard. Question number two, Beis. The Seder in Rashi. Just the way the order Rashi's remarks are is also questionable. Fria de Dugmois. First, Rashi brings and he lists the examples of the services. Und danach, ve'avoides ha-mesures le-koyanim. And only following that, he writes that also the services entrusted to koyanim. Be'eis, asal gidad nafaket, said that usually it should have been written reversed. Frier, avoides ha-mesures le-koyanim, der klal, und danach, the protim, kegoin kabolas domim. First, Rashi should write, what should you safeguard? The services which are instructed to the Koyanim, which means in a general statement that whatever belongs to Koyanim, they have to make sure that it stays with Koyanim only. Then he can follow by specifying examples, receiving the blood and sprinkling the blood. That's how usually you write things. First you bring the general, the klal, and then you go down to the prat, to the specifics. Why does Rashi change the order? Third question, Gimel, the Iker. The Iker means this is, I guess, the most important question. Vibal das kabole zrike vaktore. Seine kanal avoides ha-mesures la-koyanim. Od gedarf chtein, ushar avoides ha-mesures la-koyanim. These three services, receiving, sprinkling, and offering the parts, is services which are given to Kohanim only. So then Rashi should continue, Ushe'ar and other services which are given to Kohanim. Instead, Rashi writes this three example and he says, Ve'avoidois. He doesn't say Ushe'ar and others. The fact that Rashi doesn't write Ushe'ar others indicates, as the Rebbe continues from the Mizmuvin, as Rashi main zogen, as v'shomris kurunosam miskoidel tzvei sugim. That actually when it says you should safeguard the priesthood, so that verse is referring not to one type of service, but rather two categories of Kohanim's services. Aleph. Category number one is Kabbalas Domim Vezrike Vaktore, receiving the blood, sprinkling the blood, and burning it on the Mizbeah, which are avoidos within a nit mesures lakoyanim. Seemingly, those are services which were not specifically given exclusively to Kohanim, as we're going to see soon. And that is something that I'm telling you now, Hashem says, that it should be given to Kohanim only. Beis, ve, a tzveita sug, a second category, and this is avoides ha-mesuges l'kohanim. Services which are given to Kohanim only, meaning that the Torah is telling you that I'm ordering now you should protect both type of categories. A, those who are not necessarily yours only. B, even that which is yours only, you also have a job to make sure that they are, that no stranger is getting involved in that service. But if this is the pshat, and that which seems in the writing of Rashi, it's very questionable. It's the Tamua. Aleph, Rashi alein, otchi mefarish gvenin onei pashas vayikro, mikabole ve'elech mitzvah kihuna. Rashi himself already said, in the beginning of pashas vayikro, that all services from receiving the blood after slaughtering and onwards are obligated only to Kohanim. Only they can do it. Ein wie kemen sagen, as kabolas dobin vizrika vaktore, seine nit von die avoides am esuris lo Kohanim. How can we now say that these services are not included in the service of the Kohanim, and therefore Rashi puts them as one category, seemingly a category which others can do too, plus services which are going to Kohanim? We are holding in Chumash Bamidbar. In Chumash Vayikra, in the beginning of Vayikra, Rashi already mentioned clearly that this is only belonging to Kohanim. So how would we break it into two categories, and why would someone assume that this is what the Pasuk is referring to, when clearly we already learned in a Chumash earlier that it's only going to Kohanim? Beis, the question is further. A, mizol gifinen as boref avos kabolas domin danin kavoides ha-mesuras ha-kayanim. Even though you may find some explanation, as we actually, in parentheses, we might find later, is a service which is not given to Kohanim only, isn't it moving? Then it's not understood. From vantnem drashi doichoche, as veshomgus kiunoso meint oichazel chavoides, but then it nit mesuras lakayanim. But then the question comes the other way. Where did Rashi take that when it says you should safeguard your priesthood, it means also to the services which are not exclusively given to Kohanim? In other words, the question is either way, as they say, mimon efshach. If you assume that that service of receiving the blood, etc., is something which doesn't go to Kohanim only, and therefore the Torah says, make sure that from now on, it's only you the one doing it. Not true. We already know from previous Chumash that this is something belonging to Kohanim only. The either way, if there is some reason to say that there is not something that belongs to Kohanim only, and now is the Torah instructing us that v'shomru esku nosom, you should say it got your priesthood, means that you should be the one taking it. Why take do we know from we're in the psukim, we're in the Torah, do we know that those services are now given to Kohanim? Where does Rashi take it? Seemingly the pasuk doesn't say it. So this is the question which is we dealing with in order to understand what is exactly the meaning of Eshomros Kuhnosom, which will prove why Rashi holds that it's referring to those services. So we continue now and see it given. The beer in them. The Rebbe comes now and he says, what is the explanation? Der Echrech zu lernen av Eshomros Kuhnosom meint nit etzem ha-keune kaperush ha-Eben Ezra, nor de avoido is ha-mesures l'koyanim. How do we know when it says you should safeguard your priesthood? It's not referring to safeguarding the actual priesthood, like the Eben Ezra is the one who mentioned that you should make sure you don't get disqualified. But rather, as Rashi learns, that it's referring to safeguarding the services of the Kohanim. What is the reason for that? What's the proof that that's what the verse means? Is as the Rebbe continues, the Pasi kumtoch onzagen anayem tafki du minui von Aaron Bonov. This Pasi, when it says, ves Aaron ves Bonov tifkoid, Seemingly, this pasuk is coming to mention a new appointment, a new responsibility which is given now to Aaron, a new role to Aaron and his sons. As Rashi taich tifkoid, Rashi says, what does the word tifkoid mean? Says Rashi, in our Chumash, in the first Dibur HaMasril, in the beginning of the pasuk, so Rashi says, what is tifkoid? Loshen pkidois. The word tifkoid is an expression of appointing. And Rashi actually says that it's not loshen minyan. It's not an expression of counting. Usually tifkoid means counting. Here, the word tifkoid means an appointment, a new appointment. And what is the new appointment? A role that you didn't have till now. And therefore, if you're going to learn that what is Veshom Rusku Nosom, like the Ibn Ezra, that it means that they should make sure that they don't become disqualified, they don't become impure, they don't lose their status as Kohanim, then it's not a new appointment. Of them, and the Shalong is a geworden in Pashas Emor. We are Koyen Dav Zachitin. That was already a few weeks ago in Emor. The Torah tells us exactly how a Koyen must make sure not to become Tomei, ritually impure, and how to make sure that he doesn't qualify his status as a Koyen. So then it's not Tifkoid. Then it's not a new position, a new responsibility, as Rashi says over here. Kiddus, appoint them. The Ibn Ezra, in his explanation of Tifkoid, that the Rebbe brings in footnote 10, he actually learns Tifkoid means los his pkudo, just give them an order. But Rashi learns that it means appointing them to something. Give them an order could mean, you know, reinforce, which was mentioned earlier. But appointing them means they are getting a new appointment. A new role. And being it's a new role, the Riba learned Rashi. Al the tafkit chodos bashteido in them, was a dafn itna zazor, zol niton avedas amesura es lakoyanim. That they actually have a new role. And the new role is that they, the Kohanim, have to make sure that a non-Kohen does not perform any of the avedas of the services which were ordered only to Kohanim. Veshomru, as the pasuk says, Veshomru is kunosom. They have to safeguard it. Vazor akodiv yumos, that anyone who is not a koyen who approaches that service is going to die. Red vegen ein uninem zelbo minui. That these two verses are actually both talking about the same duty, the same responsibility. Make sure that no one, none of a Koyen, comes to do the service. And if he does, this is his consequences. This is his punishment. So there is actually a new appointment here which was not given till now. The Koyani did not have this responsibility till now by the Torah to safeguard that no one else comes and interferes in that service. The limit is moving. For what Rashi is matik oich in the Dibur HaMaschil oich diverte v'shomru es, what is the loshen tzivuy of a minui? That's what answers the question that we had before. If Rashi is simply only explaining what the service is, why does he in this Eder also mention the word v'shomru es, they shall safeguard? So now we understand. They shall safeguard is an expression of appointment. An order of a new appointment. And Rashi brings those words, Veshom Ruez, Val the Oichoche of Zain Pirush, is from them was the Pasik Zog Do'on, Anayem Tafkit So Aaron Ubanov. The proof to Rashi is the fact that it says Veshom Ruez is that the Torah 9 introduces a new responsibility, a new role for Aaron and his sons. What is the new role? The new role is not they should serve as Kohanim and make sure not to get disqualified. This is not a new role. This was in Pashas Emor. The new role is, like the pasuk continues, Veshomru Vazora Korev Yumos. This is the duty, make sure that no one gets involved in those services which were granted and given only to you as Kohanim. And this is what the pasuk says. So continue Siv Dalet. Rashi Bavon Dobo Nochashaile was Mikan Fregel in the pasuk. But really, Rashi here comes and he wants to answer yet another question when you read the pasuk. What's the question? The question is, Sai Difriya de Kapsukim, Unsai Divaita de Kapsukim, Redden wegen Levim, Zeira Voide, Minyan. If you look in the Parsha, in the context of the Parsha, so what is the Parsha talking about? What is the discussion in the parshas? So if you look in the previous psukim, Rebbe footnotes to chapter 3, verse 5. What does it talk about? It talks about the Levim, Akrev es Mate Levi, and they should be responsible for what is their service. They should guard the utensils, the vessels of the Mishkan. And then it continues also in verse 11 and onward, that the Levim were appointed instead of the Bchoirim, instead of the firstborns, to do the service in the Mishkan. So the context of this chapter is all dealing with what Levim should do. So the question is, wie passt da rein inmitten dem Tzivu Yuminu zu Aaron, the one of Kohen v'shomros kehunasam? A very obvious question. You're talking about Levim. So how does it come that that new role for Aaron and his sons, who were Kohanim, and they should serve God their priesthood, how does that fit in here in middle of a discussion which is all about the service of the Levim? In fact, the Rebbe says, der Ort von dem Minui, wo die Chua Gidav sein friert, wo die Tere sagt, Eile Schmois bni Aaron a Kohanim a Meshuchim, just in previously in the same chapter, but in verse 3 or after verse 4, where the Torah specifically says that this is the names of Aaron, the sons of Aaron. And it says about they calls them the Koyanim, the anointed Koyanim. And it says all about Mile Yodom Lechayen, that Hashem gave him the opportunity to serve as Kohanim, or any other similar services, or other similar psukim, I'm sorry, which talks about Kohanim, there is what the Torah should have mentioned, that special commandment, v'shomru es kehunasom, they should safeguard their kehuna. The question is, how does it come in here, in the middle of verses which talk about Levim? And that actually is what bothered Rashi. Why does the pasuk come in here? Der Fun versteht man, as von dem was mir lernt früher wegen der Avede von Levim, wat mir gekent a reusdringen, as a zar megioton gewisse Avedes in Mishkan und Migdosh, und der Iber hat die Tere gleich gedar bei Vorinen, ves Arein, ves Bon of Tifkoit, ves Azor Akorev Yumos. So here comes out that really, why the Torah mentions it here is because while speaking regarding the service of the Levim, we might have assumed that there are certain services which were in the Mishkan and later in the Mikdash, in the temple, and those services can be performed even by those who are not Koyanim, strangers. And therefore, the Torah immediately talking about Levim, comes the Torah and orders us and specifies clearly, you should know, you should safeguard your priesthood, and anyone who is not a Kohen, if he approaches, will die, because you should know that it belongs only to Kohanim. Now, What will make you think by learning about the Levim that there are certain services which strangers can do? Abdel the Rebbe explains Sehifei. The beer in there. The explanation is as follows. If them v'shteit friert, it's written in Pasik Ches, as the Levim daf written Mishmeres Bnei Yisrael, that the Levim were appointed to protect the Mishmeres, the charge of Bnei Yisrael, of the entire Jewish people. Is Rashi Mefarish, Shekulo Noyu Skukim Letzorchei Amigdosh. Rashi says that really all were charged with tending to the needs of the Mishkan. Everybody, all the Jewish people. Elo Shalevim Boim Tachteim. Rather, the Pasuk tells us that the Levim, the Levites, come in their stead, meaning they come in Bishlichusom. They serve as agents, as shluchim of Bnei Yisrael. This is what the Pasuk refers to, the Levim, safeguarding Mishmeres Bnei Yisrael, the charge of the entire assembly. Everyone. The entire Bnei Yisrael. And as Rashi says, therefore, the Levim were the ones who were giving different rewards. They are taking from the Miser. They were rewarded by the rest of the nation because they are really representing the nation, the people. This is what a Levi is. This is what the Pasuk Ches said. Which Pasuk Ches is two verses before talking about the safeguarding of the Kahuna, which is Pasuk Yud. So now it comes out as follows. Let's see it. It's very beautiful. Und wie bald die Levim dann Schluchim von alle Iden der Zorcha Migdosh, since the Levites really served as Schluchim, as agents for the entire Jewish assembly, wollt gewinnen an Ort zu sagen, als die Avedes, bei welchem mir gefind, als Iden euch Israelim um sie getan, mögen sie oder dürfen sie noch in Akomas am Mishkan getan werden durch die Levim, tachtehen beschlichusam. So what happens is, since they serve as our agents, we might have assumed that those services, which in the past, meaning before the Mishkan was established, was done also by regular Israelim, regular Jewish people, non-Kohanim, non-Levim, as we will soon discuss, and we will see what services they are. So we might have assumed that those services could have been or should have been performed by Levim, since they are considered tachteim b'shlechusam. They are our agents. They are our shluchim. So once the Mishkan was erected, after the Mishkan stood, now the Levim, which are our shluchim, are going to perform the same services that we, the regular Israelim, were allowed to perform prior to the erecting of the Mishkan. Thus is Kavonas Rashi. In dem vos, oi veshomrus ki unosom, ida mefarish u mefareit, kabolas domi muzrike veaktor. Now we understand why Rashi mentions regarding the services that you have to safeguard. He says specifically they should safeguard what? The receiving of the blood, the sprinkling of the blood, and the burning of it. Weil bei die Avoides, gefind man as alle Iden omos friert giton. Kedele kamon si ivov. Because regarding specifically these three services, we actually find that those services were performed by all Jews, not only Kohanim. Und der Iber wird given a have amina, al itzter tuenos de Levim, tachtein bishlechusam. And therefore, we might have thought now that even after the Mishkan is already standing, those three services should be performed again by the Levites, who are the agents of the Israelites who did those services before the Mishkan stood. And we're going to see soon when we did it. So this could have been our assumption. To avoid this misunderstanding, Therefore is the far. Verdog like Bavordland, Vesham rescue Nosom Vazora Korev Yumois. Therefore the Torah immediately, after the Torah told that the Koyhanim, the Bapsari, that the Levim should do their service. And the Levim, as we mentioned, are servicing as agents of the Israelites, of the Israelim. So the Torah comes and says right away, yes, you are serving as their agent, but you Kohanim, make sure that whatever is considered of your service, no Levi can do it, because anyone who is not a Kohen cannot be a part of that service. This service is now given to you Kohanim and you Kohanim only. Von deswegen is Rashi nicht mistafik mit dem. Nevertheless, Rashi is nevertheless not satisfied with writing regarding these three services only, which, as we're going to see soon, were services that the Israelites did, Israelim did, before the Mishkan stood. And those services is now given exclusively to Kohanim. But Rashi adds, it is Moishin and Zweiten Sug. Rashi is adding a second category. And he mentions, Ve'avoidois amesureis lakoyanim, that the services which are specifically given to Kohanim. What does Rashi mean to say here? Was dozen in the avoidois, was dozen in melekat chile ibegigem givon to Kohanim? That those services which were initially given to Kohanim only, even though you don't have any reason to assume that a non-Kohen, any stranger, should be performing them, is moving as the Azore v'shomru v'eskunosom is koilel v'chol if ale avedes oich divelche veli melekatchile mesures lekoyanim ve'ad rabbe b'mikolshke v'gal v'choyma. So Rashi adds that even the other services which are exclusively given to koyanim, despite the fact that you have no reason to assume that a Levi who is also a non-Kohen, and obviously any Israel who is a non-Kohen, may perform them. So why does Rashi mention it? Because after all, the Rebbe says, since here, the Torah comes and commands us, v'shomres kunosom, they should safeguard their priesthood, and that verse had to be given, specifically regarding the services of receiving the blood, sprinkling the blood, and burning the parts, as we mentioned before. Therefore, the Pasuk is also mentioning an all-inclusive warning that they should safeguard their priesthood altogether, that all services, even these services which were always performed exclusively by Koyanim, they too, you Koyanim, have an obligation to protect it and make sure that no stranger is becoming a part of it. Another rabbi, it applies even more so. You have to watch that service which was done previously by non-Kohanim should not be done, but rather be performed by Kohanim exclusively, and much more so, the services which were always given to Kohanim only, you have a duty and a responsibility in the new role mentioned in the verse, V'shom reskiru nosom, to protect anyone else from being part of it. Now, where do we find the Jewish people performing those mentioned above services regarding the blood after slaughtering, and therefore the warning has to come? The Rebbe comes in Se'iv Vav in the sixth paragraph, explain where it comes from. Fugi Findman. As Bnei Yisrael am Gittan did al Monte Avedas, was der Fall ken seine Ava mina ze gehern euch itz zu di Bnei Yisrael, heinu zu di Levim, beschluch Hosom. Where do we see which part in the Torah indicates that the Jewish people actually performed those above mentioned services? which might have led us to assume that those services are now given to the Levim, who serve as agents of the Israelim, who did that service before. Says the Rebbe, says Mefuresh im Shutesh in Mikro. We find it clearly in Pshat, in the Pasuk itself. And as it says in Ora 17, Shelochein, therefore Rashi doesn't have to explain it, because it's a clear story in Pshutesh in Mikro. And Bevada, he says, certainly even Aben Chomish le Mikro, a child learning Chumish, remembers that story, and he remembers where do we find non-Kohanim involving themselves in the receiving and sprinkling of the blood. Where is it? In Parshas Bo, in Chumash Moyes, chapter 12, we have the story of the Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim. So when Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim is given the tzivui, the commandment was, ve'lokchu min adam, ve'nosnu al shtei ha'mezuzois, ve'goymer, ve'ochlu es ha'bosor ve'goymer, tzli'esh goymer, al kroy, ve'al kirboy. So the Torah tells us that it should take the blood and put it on the two doorposts and on the lintel. And they should eat the meat roasted over fire, and its legs, and its innards, etc. Evidently, the Jewish people performed over here mainly three services. Zetman has idnum giton do drei sachen. They performed three services. Service number one, Aleph, it was the pastor said, Belokchu min adam. Belokchu min adam, they shall take the blood. What does it mean? As Virashi mefarish, what does it mean? Kabbalah sadam. It means simply the receiving of the blood. After slaughtering, we have a mitzvah to receive the blood in a vessel after it was slaughtered. This is what the Torah tells us. They shall take the blood. Then it says v'nosnu, and they should put it on the two doorposts. That service is b'mkoyma voida sazrika. This is in place of the sprinkling. Just like the sprinkling means to put it and sprinkle it in the specific location, depends on which korban it was. Each korban had its location by the mizbeach, by the altar. So too, the altar was the doorpost, and there is where you placed the dam, which is like the sprinkling. The third service, Gimel, Tzli Eish, it should be roasted in fire, Ke'ein Avoidas Aktore Oifnesha Mizbeach, which is similar to the service of burning the fats on the altar's fire. So these were services which was done and performed previously, a year earlier, by every single Jew in Mitzrayim. Oh, so now that we find that the Jewish people did that service, the Rebbe would mean he can't mean it. Therefore, we might have assumed, as Eich ba-Pesach Deiros, even when it comes to the regular Korban Pesach performed later in the desert, or later coming to Eretz Yisrael, was as gleich to Pesach Mitzrayim, which has a lot of similarity to the Korban Pesach offer in Egypt, was the far learned men up, kama ve-kama alochet ba-Pesach Deiros u-Pesach Mitzrayim, ve-arob gebracht in Perush Rashi Parshas Boy. That's why we actually have many alochas, which we learn not to one from the other. Many halachas that we learn from Pesach Mitzrayim and the way it's being done, as the Rebbe puts in footnote 21, it brings a number of references. It says Rei Ledugme in Yud Beis Vav, which is the pasuk which says you should guard it till the 14th day, and it should be slaughtered by Kol Kehal Adas Yisrael, referring to three groups, indicating that there has to be three groups who slaughtered it together, and that's why that's how it was actually performed, the slaughtering of the Korban Pesach in the Beis HaMikdash, that was divided into three groups, locked up in the doors of the Azora after one group came in. Same thing when it says, Sele Beis Avos, and onward, different things that we learn out, necessarily from the way the Korban Pesach was done. Specifically, as he quotes the Ramban says in Shmos that the mitzvahs which were a part of the Korban Pesach itself, not about the people, how should they eat it? Like the wearing your girdle and your shoes. That's about the people. But anything which was in the Korban itself, we were actually commanded also in the future Korban to do it identical and the way it was performed in Mitzrayim. So therefore, since we find that we are comparing in many ways the traditional Korban Pesach to the original one, so therefore we might have assumed, as was, that what? That oben the Avedes Hashaychus to the Eden, und the Levim to and us, tachteim b'shlechusam, that that service belongs to all Jewish people, and therefore the Levim would perform them as agents of the Jewish people. That's why the Torah commands us immediately. They should safeguard their priesthood. Kabbalah's domim vezrike vaktor. And Rashi mentions specifically, as referring to receiving the blood, sprinkling the blood, and burning the parts, which was done originally in Mitzrayim, that you should know that from now on, once the Mishkan stands, it goes to Kohanim and Kohanim only, and not Levim. Talking about Levim, in the context of Levim, still you should know that you have to watch that even Levim cannot be a part of that service. The Rebbe continues, Siskin Kashanit, Viken Zayna Zahava Mine Azodia, Vedas Kene Giton Ver Moir Duch Levim, Beis Rashi Lernt Arois Fun Afriya Dikin Posik, Az Mikabol Levelech Mitvas Keuna. You can't ask, one second, how would you assume even that non-Kohanim would be able to do that services when Rashi already told us earlier in Chumash Vayikra that all services from receiving the blood and onward belongs only to Kohanim? As we mentioned before, so that should be enough as a reason not to allow a non-Kohen to do it. Why do we need a pasuk for it? So the Rebbe Bekom, after all, varum oder pasik upirush Rashi ten ba'oilo. That original pasik, which is mentioned in Vayikra, relates specifically to a korban oilo, an elevation offering, an old burned offering. And by korban oilo is a special korban, when al derech zeh by the under the korban is v'shtein in onib sefer Vayikra. So it talks about specific sacrifices which are mentioned in the Torah in the beginning of Vayikra. Megifinto benitin pasik, as euch die Avedes und Pesach deurois, und as euch von Meiser, davon getan werden noch durch Kohanim. But we don't find specifically in the verse about Korban Pesach, and seemingly also to Meiser, a Korban, that they should also necessarily be performed by Kohanim only, and therefore, the Pasuk comes and warns you again, that the Kohanim have to make sure that they are the ones who are doing it, and no other person is allowed to do it. So in other words, when you read the pasuk now, verse 10, Ves avim ves bonov tifkoit, v'shomru esku unosom v'azor akorev yumos, the way the Rebbe learns now in the Sicha comes out, that after you mentioned everything what the Levim have to do, comes verse 10 and says, yes, but nevertheless, you must direct Aaron and his son to guard their priesthood. Guard it from who? Guard it even from the Levim. The Levim that we are discussing now in this chapter, you should guard it from them too, because any non-priest, even a Levi, who approaches to participate in those roles and duties which were given to Kohanim and to Kohanim only will be put to death. Yumas. And this includes, as Rashi is saying, even those services which previously you performed yourself, the non-Kohanim, by the Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim. So we're going to now go to a few of the footnotes in regarding this this Sicha. So, first of all, in footnote 18, the Rebbe is Metzayan is pointing out to the Ragat Shover, which discusses this concept that in Mitzrayim, the sprinkling of the blood and the placing it on the doorpost was actually a performance of a korban, and the Rebbe discusses this idea in Lent in a sicha in Chelik Chavav in the 26th volume of Likutei Sichas, Parshas Boy, the third sicha in Parshas Boy, where he talks about how the houses in Mitzrayim served as a mizbeach, as an altar, a very beautiful sicha to follow for more details. It continues in footnote 20. In footnote 20, so he brought that the burning it, the way the Korban Pesach had to be roasted in Mitzrayim, is similar to the offering of the parts of the Mizbeach. So he brings in footnote 20 a Gemara. The Gemara in Psachim, Tzadik Vava Medalev, 96a, the Gemara discusses regarding Mitzrayim, regarding the Korban Pesach, which was offered in Mitzrayim. So the Gemara wants to know what happened to the Emurim. What happened to those parts which is not eaten, but rather being offered on the Mizbeach? In every Korban, there is Emurim, also obviously in the Korban Pesach. And the question is, what happened to this Emurim? So the Gemara brings in Psachim, Boye Rab Zeira, that Rab Zeira actually acquired this question. What does the Gemara say? Imurei Pesach Mitzrayim Eicho Aktirinu. Rab Zeira was wondering, where did they actually burn the sacrificial parts of that Korban Pesach which was offered in Mitzrayim? That Korban Pesach. So Abaye answers them, you're asking where was it offered? Who says that they did not make a roast from them? So clearly the Gemara says that it was iktirinu. The Gemara uses the same word iktirinu, which is being used regarding the body parts of the korban offered in on the Mizbeach. Regarding this shviski over that they made it into a roast, so the Meiri learns that they actually roasted those emurim, those parts, beshpud, vesarfum, and they burned it l'shem gavoya. They burned it for the sake of Hashem, which is exactly very identical to when we do the service of haktore, which is done regarding the korbanes in the Mishkan. And that will clearly go with what the Rebbe brought inside, that the roasting in the fire was that service of haktore. Aval, the Rabbeinu Chananel Shom, the Rabbeinu Chananel says, he writes, Tzolu Aysom, that they actually roasted those emurim, those parts, but the ochlum, that the people ate it. And so says the Oruch, and the Piskerid. So the Rebbe says, that you eat it, how can you eat it? First of all, how can you eat it? They involve chalef, parts which is not allowed to eat. So first he says, Tzechloi Masheo Heta Le'ochlom, they were not yet commanded regarding the prohibition of chaylev, and therefore they ate it. But the Rebbe questions that, to assume that everybody ate it is difficult to assume. The Rebbe spoke many times and explained to the Likutei Sichas that there was many people who kept the entire Torah before it was given, and therefore, what Rabbeinu Chananel says, that they actually ate it, is questionable, but according to the Meiri, that they actually burned it for the sake of Gavoya, for Hashem, till then, it's clearly that with the Meiri's approach, we find that in Mitzrayim, every single Jew was involved in that service of aktore, of burning the parts of the korban. Especially that the Rabbeinu Chananel is questionable. But the Rebbe says, even according to Rabbeinu Chananel, we find that it makes sense to find the relationship between offering the parts in a regular korban and in Mitzrayim, as he writes, "Bechalifin, kiven shetzolum al pi atzivui." After all, the taking of those parts and roasting it with a special order by Hashem. Even if you would say, like the Rabbeinu Hananel says, that they ate it, after all, there is a dugmas, aktoret, similar and comparable to offering of the parts by a korban, which clearly tells you that they add those services in Mitzrayim, not by Koyhanim, but by every single Yid. In footnote 22, it brings even more to the fact that he said that it was done by every single Jew in Mitzrayim. So he brings Lo'ir al derech halacha midas ha-yereim. What does the Yereim say? The Yereim writes, the mitzvahs kov Pesach yitziva kodesh boch es Yisrael sheyasu es ha-Pesach. The Jews were commanded to do it, all of them. It's not given to Kohanim or Levim specifically. Ve'asi es ha-Pesach, what does it mean to do the Pesach? Says the Yereim, ha'inu shchitosoi, ve'zrikas domoi, the slaughtering of it, the sprinkling of the blood, the hekter imurov, and the offering of the parts which have to be burned, will toll to every single Jew. And he continues, ve'afal pishes rikas domoi koyanim oisim velo Israel. Even though, practically speaking, it's Kohanim who do the sprinkling of the blood, not the regular Israel. Nevertheless, kivon she'akorban shel Israel ubemitvas Israel oisin, so it's considered as if the Jew did it. But here you see again in Halacha the emphasis that the Korban Pesach belonged to every single Jew. So this, again, is needed for us in this parasha to tell us that although you were permitted to do it previously, but now that the Mishkan stands, it's only going to be done by Koyhanim. In footnote 23, the Rebbe asked an interesting question. He brings inside that everybody did it, and the Kohanim were told to do it from now on. Now, this mitzvah was given the second year after, on the first day of the second month, at the beginning of the parsha starts, in the parsha of Bamidbar. So it starts, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe beMidbar Sinai, when was it? Be'echod l'chodesh Hasheni, the first day of the second month, Bashono Hashenis, the second year, L'tzeis Meretz Mitzrayim. Which means that that order was given 2 weeks after the performance of Pesach in the Midbar, the first Pesach we did in the Midbar. So the Rebbe wonders in Ora 23, and he writes, "Va'al pita tzorich iyun, mi osu avoidois bePesach Midbar sheigrivu beYudalet Nisun beShana Sheni zetzitzam Mitzrayim." Who was the one who did the first Pesach? He obviously did the first Pesach in the Midbar. That led to the old story of the second Pesach, which some people weren't able to be a part of the first Pesach. But we did it. Many of us did it. Except those who were contaminated. So who was doing the services of sprinkling the blood, etc.? Sharei atzivu de parshasenu, the order in our parsha that only Kohanim shall do it, oyo le'achrei zeh be'echod le'chodesh hasheni. That was given only on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, 2 weeks later. So the question is, who did it? It's possible to say that just like in Mitzrayim, all Israel did it. So year two, the first Korban Pesach in the Midbar was also done by every single Jew, just like in Mitzrayim. Or, perhaps not, it was also Koyhanim. Avoli continues, Re'ei Peirush Rashi Ba'al Lo Yischo. Rashi says in Ba'al Lo Yischo, when they complain that they want to have the opportunity to do a second Pesach, so they asked, Rashi says, they said, Lo Manigora, why should we miss out? So they asked, Izorek Adom Oleinu BeKohanim Toirim. They asked, let pure Kohanim sprinkle the blood of us. The fact that they mentioned Kohanim, I guess the original Pesach was already done by Koyanim previously in the 2 weeks earlier. The original Pesach in the Midbar was already done by Koyanim, and that's why they asked for Koyanim. But this is what seems from Rashi. But still, as the Rebbe says, this is not clear. Tzarichiyun, who was actually the one who did it, which is a very interesting question. The question goes even further. I'm thinking that, and I saw later some Mefarshim dealing with that. Koyhanim, they really only had three Koyhanim. The first Pesach in the Midbar was only Aaron and his two sons. So to assume that three of Koyhanim took care of the entire nation is also, not natural. But could be it was done. So that's the question in Ora 23. In Ora 24, when he talks about that necessarily Pesach needs a special order that Koyhanim should be the ones do it, and not, even though it was mentioned before, by Korban Oilo, because Korban Pesach is not included in the other Korbanos. So he mentioned Pesach, and similarly Meiser. So in Ora 24, he says also, V'gam b'pchor, regarding the firstborn, Nemarak le'kamon. Only later in Parshas Koirach, it says that the firstborn sheep, you shouldn't redeem, they are holy, their blood should be sprinkled on the Mizbeach, and their fat should also be burned on the Mizbeach. So there, it says clearly that it should be the ones that the Koyhanim should do it. So, but only later it's written that the Koyhanim should do it. But that's only Parshas Koyrach. Ve'im ken koydem atziwi de Parshas Koyrach, there too, before the special order in Parshas Koyrach, mokoyim litoy she'ef shalih shal de alevim, there too, there is a possibility to assume that Levim could have do it, and therefore you need a special pasuk to tell you that as domam tizroi that you should be the one doing it. So there the Rebbe says clear why do you need a special order? Avad yesh lecha lekipchor tzorich liten lekoyen ve'ein nishayach klali Yisrael. Could be a pchor. You don't need special orders that has to be given by koyanim because the pchor originally is being given to a koyen only. However, Pesach every single Jew does it. And therefore, you need a special order to tell you that it should be done by the Koyanim and not allow anyone else to do, especially that we were doing it before the Mishkan stood. Then in Ora 25, the conclusion the Rebbe brings, Val derech ha'alocha, nilmad zrike v'chulu de Pesach u'maiser mimashenema b'pchoyer. Halachically, we learn out that the sprinkling of the blood by Korban Pesach and by Meiser is actually learned out, which is written by Abchoyer in Parshas Koirach. In Pshutesh in Mikro, it is in our Pasik. But in Halacha, the Gemara in Zvachim learns it out from the Pasik in Parshas Koirach. Ve'im kem tzorich lif al de koyen, tizro iktaktir, that only a koyen has to do it. So this is in Halacha. Avol, Aleph, Akosuv Nema, Le'achi Parshaseinu. This Pasik, which is written in Parshas Koirach, is written after our Parsha, and therefore we wouldn't know it from that Pasik, and therefore we need, Rashi has to tell us that we already commanded in our Parsha that Korban Pesach should be done also by Koyanim only. Beis ve'iker drasha ana lo yuva ve'perush Rashi pshutesh mikro. Rashi pshutesh mikro does not bring that we learn out from prior, and therefore, according to Rashi pshutesh mikro, the source is the pasuk that we just mentioned. The Rebbe concludes Seif Zayin. The oiroi from them in avodas Hashem. What is the lesson that we learn out from this discussion? A beses achilik ve'efresh vishon the suge idin gufa. Was bechlol u'shteit evzei ale ve'atem tiu li mamleches koyanim. As afile azelcha avedus, tzuvelche dibne Yisrael o'obun ha'shaychas, do zaynen zeyer et zorcha amigdosh. Fun deswegen, is do avzei atzivir chomur, ve'azor avkorev yumos, even though the Rebbe writes, we see clearly there is a distinction between the categories of Jews. Even all Jews are called Koyhanim. And they're even called Koyanim Gdoilim, as the Balaturim says. So if they are called Koyanim, there is a distinction still between what they can do and what they cannot do. Even regular Jews were involved in certain services which were considered their needs, the needs of the temple. Nevertheless, we're told by the Torah that if you are not a Kohen, you approach that service, you will die. Nit nova das bringt mir kit das habt vegdusha not verkehrt das bringt ich mal mit zlan zu mir in a header for an etzemetzias yumas. If you get involved in a service which is not yours, not only don't you gain any holiness, in the contrary, you become lost. It leads you to get to death, God forbid. And this is in holy services. Halach has kaba vekama much more so the dress of the mechitza v'avdole ben Yisrael la'amim. And it talks about the separation between Jewish people and other nations. As when we will, me'arev zayin nidugduke aloche an embeson zarin to vision the amim in Am Yisrael bitten cheshbin. If somebody wants to involve, wants to mix a non-Jew, if you attempt to bring in a non-Jew, obviously mitad alachic conversion, to blend, so to speak, in the Jewish people, someone who is a zor, a foreigner, and you bring him in between the Jewish people, as if it has been, you can assume, as if it's a hezek, and as a konek deile for Eden, or by the fun vet menton a teve an it Eden, you assume, yes, it's something which might be damaging to the Jewish people, but at the same time, I might do a favor to the non-Jew by letting him in to become a part of our people. So the Rebbe, no, you're not doing him any favors. As if it's der eifach. Exactly the opposite is true. Das ist für ihn ein Gadol. This is for him, for the non-Jew, also a very difficult, you inflict them with considerable damage. Wird a Sach von einer Kolle Gdoilo für alle men is leading to a tremendous danger for everyone. To the point that he becomes and loses his own existence. As the Gemara says in Sanhedrin regarding certain things, that when a goy does it, the fact that you were told by Torah not to do it, that becomes your warning, brings to you loss. Davke v'mirirt niton, das was the Be'er'elom, v'noysen ha'Torah gemacht. Now only, when you don't disturb the distinction what Hashem created, Amavdil ben Yisrael Amin, the distinction between the Jewish people and other nations, the Grech ben some Emerson Shalom v'toiv bo'olam, then you bring the true peace to the world, for alle bo'olam, for all the inhabitants of the world. As he brings in footnote 29, it includes the peace and tranquility and the goodness even for the non-Jewish people of the world. As it indicated to many places in the Rambam, that they also deserve good, but as long they don't mix and they remain in protecting the distinction between them and the Jewish people. As we see here, that we also are obligated to create and protect the distinction between the Kohanim and their services and Bnei Yisrael.